Capitol Police downplay claims from GOP congressman that they illegally surveilled his office. By Sean Moran on February 8, 2022. U.S. Capitol Police confirmed on Tuesday that they entered Representative Troy Nehls, RTX, office without his permission. Nehls said that the Capitol Police illegally photographed his office, investigated him and his staff. Nehls said Tuesday morning that the Capitol Police Intelligence Division investigated his office and, one of my staffers caught them in the act. The Texas Conservative wrote in a statement. On November 20, 2021, Capitol Police entered my office without my knowledge and photographed confidential legislative products protected by the speech and debate clause enshrined in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 6. 2 days later on Monday, November 22, 2021, Thanksgiving week, three intelligence officers attempted to enter my office while the House was in recess. Upon discovering a member of my staff, special agents dressed like construction workers began to question him as to the contents of a photograph taken illegally 2 days earlier. At Capitol Police never informed myself or senior-level staff of their investigation and the reasons are clear. They had no authority to photograph my office, let alone investigate myself or members of my staff. So, why is the Capitol Police leadership maliciously investigating me in an attempt to destroy me and my character? Maybe it is because I have been a vocal critic of its Speaker Pelosi, the at January 6th, and at Capitol Police leadership about their handling of January 6th, the death of Ashley Babbitt and the subsequent sham investigation. The Capitol Police chief said in a response statement that Nehls' office was left open and unsecured. The weekend before Thanksgiving, one of our vigilant officers spotted the congressman's door was wide open. That Monday, USCP personnel personally followed up with the congressman's staff and determined no investigation or further action of any kind was needed. No case investigation was ever initiated or conducted into the representative or his staff. Rachel Bovard, the Conservative Policy Institute policy director and former longtime Hill staffer, said that the U.S. Capitol Police has to lock unlocked doors, not rifle through the office, take pictures of what's on the whiteboard, and then interrogate staff about it. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.